This show furnished by Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervy's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervy. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervy and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervy, and I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervy, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here on this beautiful Mother's Day to be the managing partner of your life, and I have help.
What is up?
It's Mother's Day. It's my birthday today, and look how you look. Give me a break.
Do you know how many times you've made fun of me? This is radio. I'm in a sweatshirt. Our guest wasn't coming in. Then he decided to come in, and this isn't fair.
What's happening? I blame him entirely. Wait a second.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
That's not true. It's not he decided to come in. He was always coming in, but we'll talk about it in a second.
Lies.
We had a different guest, which thankfully isn't here because I'd rather have this guest, frankly. No, I'm kidding. It's his boss I'm talking about. But what's going on in your hair? Who is living up there?
Many things. It's not washed. I got back from a trip. I threw on a sweatshirt. I came into work because it's radio, because there are no cameras, and there was no guest until now.
But it's my birthday. I deserve better than that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Is that good? I'm singing to you.
It's pretty good, but not as good as a couple weeks ago we had Ed Alonzo on, and he did a show with Britney Spears, and she sang Happy Birthday on his birthday in July.
It was nice.
And as nice as it is that you're singing for me, Britney Spears looked much better when she was on stage.
Yeah.
She wasn't in that, like, sweats and some kind of, I don't know, animal sleeping on your head.
Well, you know,
aren't you getting dressed up for Mother's Day? Your mom is so sweet.
I love her. We're gonna go out to dinner. I'm gonna fix myself up a bit.
You better hurry.
Absolutely. But we'll take a picture and we'll put it up on the website. We'll do a poll. You know, this is Radio 101 dress. I would think even Jose would agree with me. This is how most people... Thank you. Thank you. He's nodding and he's pointing at me.
That's because you said his beard sparkled today.
Jose has one of the most beautiful beards on a man I've ever seen in my life. It's black. And it sparkles like the Twilight vampire.
Yeah, I can hear him laughing. He is a vampire.
Telling you, it's the most beautiful beard I've ever seen.
Happy Mother's Day for a furry mother.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to say it.
Bastard.
What? You have furry friends. All right. You know what?
Are you a skin dad?
I gotta tell you. Oh. We are excited about this show. Why is there an echo in here? Jeez. It's like we do this show in a closet and it has to have an echo.
We're not at the studio. We're in Alan Gervy's home.
We did what we do every day for my birthday. Every time I have my birthday, my kids went to a homeless shelter and gave money to the homeless down in Skid Row, which we've done for the last couple years. And it's so wonderful that they take out their little piggy banks, or what we call them, a tzedakah bank.
Yeah.
And they, for charity, and they go and they give. And that's the present. That's the only thing I want from them, is for them, my Harper 5 and Hudson 6, they march in there. And
that's so sweet.
Did it last year and this year, and it makes me feel good. So that's my present. Nikki, what's my wife's name? Nancy.
Oh my gosh.
Nancy.
I really hope she's not listening right now. Happy Mother's Day, Nancy.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day,
Happy
Nancy,
Mother's Day to my mom.
To the wonderful mother. And I'm going to have, actually, I think my mom is going to call in later because she wants to wish me a happy birthday and I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day.
That's sweet.
So we'll do that a little bit later. So stay tuned for Evelyn Gervy, someone who's on the show quite often, and a special day, Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to my wonderful wife and great mother, Nancy. And we'll do something for her tonight after the show, because this morning it was for me at Skid Row. So let's talk about it. You know, Ben is sitting here and he's like, what? He's why like, did I agree did I to do this? Into? And the only reason he did is because his mother's not here. We're going to talk to her a little bit later because she's not in L.A. So we're going to have a phone conversation. We're going to listen in on how he wishes his mother a happy Mother's Day. You know, it's going to be exciting because last year he tweeted, inspirational mama who taught me and my brothers to never give up. So amazing. What a great kid. Not only is he a great kid, but do you want to know what Teresa Kaepernick tweeted last year on Mother's Day?
Is that Colin Kaepernick's mom?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day to Randy, who's Ben's mother.
Okay.
Another mom who raised a good man.
Aww.
And we are talking about good. And I'm so excited because, you know, Ben once said at Garagos & Garagos, the firm he works for, Mark Garagos, I would say the name partner, and you can say it twice. he once said that he is so proud of the firm because they have a philosophy that they adapt on a moment's notice. And Mark Garagos was actually supposed to be here today, but we adapted on a moment's notice based on the Garagos philosophy, and we have actually a better guest.
He's never going to send you.
Don't let Mark listen to it. No, Mark's been on the show. We love Mark. Yes. We love his show, Reasonable Doubt, with Adam Carolla, and we enjoy having him all the time, but we understand he couldn't make it today, so we got the next best thing, and when I say next best thing, it's like he is the next best thing. This is going to be an attorney who you will all be listening to and in the future. He has done so much in his young career, and he will be one of the greatest attorneys that L.A. has ever known. That's my prediction. Ben, you can debate me on that. He interned with Hillary Clinton. He interned, of course, with P. Diddy. Puff Daddy.
Puffy?
How many different names does the guy have?
Puffy? Sean Combs?
He has, of course, represented Colin Kaepernick, and that's why we talked about Teresa Kaepernick, and was very successful in the negotiations with the NFL and the Nike deal. So that's hats off to you, Ben, for that. The Fry Festival, I mean, Ben is a partner and the head of civil litigation at Garagos & Garagos, and they have done a lot of class action suits, civil rights claims and suits, and the Fry Festival, which took place a couple years ago in Bahamas, actually didn't take place, and we'll talk about that. He's a subject of a documentary, two competing documentaries, one on Netflix and one on Hulu, Fire Fraud and Fire the Greatest Party That Never Happened. He's famous for that. People think he's an actor, but he's actually one of the youngest and super lawyer, what do they call the rising stars?
Rising star.
Yeah, I'm just a super lawyer. I'm not a rising star. That was a long time ago. But also had some involvement with the Jesse Smollett case with Mark Garagos, his principal. He's been involved, and this is what I'm really excited about because I'm a big basketball fan, Big Three Basketball, which will be starting June 22nd. Don't miss it. They just had the draft May 1st. So we'll talk about that. Wow, I'm already tired. I want to go home. Ben Mycelis, welcome to Gurfy's Law.
Thank you for having me here. It's great to be here. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I will wish her a happy birthday when we talk to her, but it is my mom's birthday tomorrow as well.
Oh, great. Happy birthday to your mom.
Just so much excitement going on. So tell us, how did you get here? I mean, I know you drove here.
Got here by car.
By car. But, you know, you were in, Plainview, Long Island, grew up with, I would say, a fairly famous father as an attorney. Your mother, of course, was also an attorney, but your father, Kenny Mycelis, has represented a lot of amazing musicians. Now Lady Gaga, I think he negotiated the Star Is Born contract, and then there you are. You're interning for Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Yeah, you know, so I grew up as my dad's career was taking off. My dad started as a litigator as well, and he transitioned into doing entertainment deals and contracts. His earliest clients were Father MC, the Fat Boys. I could really take you way back, but when my friends were watching, I don't know what you watched back then, whether it was Barney or Sesame Street, I was going to the studio with my father, Chung King Studios, Daddy's House Studios, and watching all of these great hip-hop artists take off. So I was there at the very beginning when P. Diddy launched his career, when my dad met him when he was an intern, you know, when I got to see that rise and, you know, eventually went to undergrad in D.C., loved politics.
Wait a second. Did P. Diddy really go to your bar mitzvah?
He did.
No way.
So at my bar mitzvah, we had DJ Clue for all the big hip-hop fans. DJ Clue was the DJ.
Wow.
Puff was there. We had Keyshawn Johnson there and a lot of the Jets players who were there.
Nice.
Our theme was all about the Benjamins, and I played the part of Biggie Smalls, which to the orthodox part of my Jewish family was a tough pill to swallow, I think, seeing me in the white Versace suit rapping instead of doing the Torah portion how I should have done.
Do you have that rap? Because I know you like rapping, and we're going to get into that a little bit, but I would love to hear the 13-year-old rapping.
I would definitely have that, but if you were to play most Puff songs, P. Diddy songs, and most Notorious B.I.G. songs with the instrumental, I could probably give you the rap.
Are you serious?
Yeah. If you were to give me all about the Benjamins instrumental right now, I could pretty much give you the whole song.
Can you just do it like off the cuff?
Now, what you want to do? Want to be ballers, shot callers, brawlers, who be dipping in the bends with the spoilers? On the low from the Jake and my Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal. 3-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. Now what you can't have now, leave in your will. But don't knock me for trying to bear. I mean, I could really go on.
Wow.
Awesome. That's awesome.
You know, I usually don't say this to a lawyer, but why don't you give up your day job?
You know, it crosses my mind a few times each day, but I'm going to stick to the courtroom versus
lawyer
my
rap,
hip-hop career.
You know, you could put something out there.
Matis Yahoo?
Matis Yahoo. Well, we called myself DJ Ben growing up. I started with MC Benster, and my first rap was, my name is MC Benster, I really do no rap, and when I wear my pumps, I really look all that. That was me at 5 years old with my, my father.
There
wasn't
the
an adult
pumps.
Yeah,
that's so cute. So cute.
What the heck were you doing going to law school? Georgetown University Law Center, and you were at George Washington University before that. It moved to D.C.?
You know, the inspiration for that, believe it or not, was P. Diddy. In 2004, he started this project called Voter Die, which was a voter registration drive. So I was the guy handing out the T-shirts, and I was going to Miami and was a major part of that. But through that, I saw the lawyers. And I said to myself, those were the people in the room who impressed me the most. And I said, I need to be doing what they're doing because they seem to have all the leadership roles and they were the ones getting stuff done, you know, in that voter registration drive.
Yeah.
So it's a circuitous route from P. Diddy to politics, but it was relatively
seamless.
But you
say that now, but when you were interning with him, isn't it true that you didn't want to go back to college and you kind of said, told your dad, and your dad said, hey, wait a second, time out here. P. Diddy's kids are going to go to college. You're going to go to college.
I remember the day we were in Miami. There was the VMA parties, and I think it was coincided right when the Olympics were there because all the Olympians were wearing their medals at that time. And I was hanging out with Nelly, Bruce Willis. I was having the time of my life out
there.
And I literally just didn't come back. I stayed at the hotel, and my dad called, and he says, where are you? You know, I said, I'm here. I'm partying with Puff Daddy. And my dad said, we got to do something about this. And so he had the talk with me, and I very much remember it. It was a very stern talk about, Ben, if you want to pursue a certain type of career in the future, you're going to have to go to college because even Puff's kids are going to college.
Oh, that's great. Well, and you did. You went to law school. We have to take a break, but we're going to talk a little bit about how you got hooked up with Colin Kaepernick and some of the others.
Yeah.
That's a wrap again.
Take us out.
But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros. Oh, man, Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody zero, but I want to be heard. I'm a hot 9-7 every day. That's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drop millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins. What? Check me out right here, yo. Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure, P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, we airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make it out of yourself by assuming my music keeps you moving. What are you proving?
Nice.
Yeah.
P. Bad Diddy. Boy. P. Diddy in the house. P. Diddy in the house.
Bad boy.
Unbelievable. Bad boy. Wow. We can't believe that. Wait a second, folks. Yeah, you turn into Gervie's Law. This is a legal show. He is a lawyer. It's Ben Mycelis. He's a lawyer doing P. Diddy.
That's right.
Interned with the Puff Man. He was, he calls you his nephew?
Yeah, he's an uncle to me. I mean, Puff is family, close to him as anybody in my life. And he's been just an unbelievable mentor, unbelievable business person. And, he prepared me for everything. Being in the meetings with him as a young 16-year-old, 17-year-old, and seeing how he built his empire, just how he interacts with people, talks to people, and built it, that's left an indelible impression. Whenever I'm in meetings, difficult meetings with judges or major lawyers or mediators, I just remember Puff's screaming, yelling, aggressiveness, in a good way, though, that got it done and built this incredible
book. Isn't it true that given that background, when Mark Garagos offered you a job and you interned with him in D.C., wasn't it, during law school or after law school, and you thought, this is nothing?
Everybody warned me. They said Garagos is a yeller. He's a perfectionist, and I said, I got this. They go, no, you don't know what you're, Mark is the most, the most perfectionist that there is. And Mark would do the Mark Garagos, yelling. I mean, Mark expects perfection.
Yeah.
And people know Mark for being on, TV, and they know him from court. But people here in the L.A. community and people who practice law know that Garagos is one of the most skilled trial lawyers that there is out there, is incredibly diligent when it comes to legal research and expects perfection. But when he would go in on me and yell and scream, why, Baba, F is this brief and F that, I would say, what are you talking about? I'll get it done. Here it is. And I endeared myself to him that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't
fight back. Just like, yeah, I'll get it.
I have a shirt that I wear, and it says, "You may think I'm listening to you, but I'm actually listening to Green Day in my head." And I can see you doing that when Garagos is yelling at you. You're like, I'm just rapping in my head. Say what you want, but
it was boot camp. As I compared it, if you want to be the best golfer, and Tiger Woods says you got to move out and learn to play from you, do it.
Yeah.
When I met Mark in D.C., it was fortuitous timing. He said, I need you to move out to California. Drop everything and leave if you want to be a trial lawyer.
And here
you are. I dropped everything.
But what you didn't know is that he was going to cancel on the different appointments, events that he had. He was supposed to be here today, couldn't make it. Of course, it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day if you didn't hear the first segment. And happy birthday to Alan Gervie. That's me.
Happy birthday, Alan.
But, Mark has canceled. And I bet this isn't the first time that he didn't show up for something.
Well, he just has Ben fill in. Why not?
Well, I joke with him. I say, I've made my career in your cancellation.
Yeah.
So, starting with my very first trial, my very first depositions, Mark was supposed to be there. I'll tell you, my very first mediation I ever did, while I was waiting for my bar results during the opening statements, Mark just goes, I'm going to have Ben do it. Never in a million years while I was waiting for bar results did I expect that at a mediation I was going to do the opening. But I've known, just be ready, get ready for the call and, when your time's
what your about time the judges when you had to fill in for him?
Yeah, that was recent. There was the Federal Judicial Conference up in the Northern District, which I had never been to before. I never really understood what it was. But I found myself, Mark, saying, hey, I need you to speak. It's just this panel. So I show up the night before, get there in the morning. I look around. The room is packed. I mean, probably 600, 700 people. The presiding judge of the Northern District gives the opening remarks and starts calling out the judges. I'm talking about the presiding judge of the Ninth Circuit, and proceeded to call like literally 200 judges. And then the presiding judge goes, well, for the first panel, we're calling up Ben Mycelis to talk about the Kaepernick case. And they had me as the very first panel that morning talk about the Kaepernick case. Mind you, which is a confidential arbitration, sitting right next to the main reporter from the San Francisco Chronicle. And so I said, this is such a Garagos. I said to the crowd, I said, you may not know what this means, but this is such a Garagos move to have me give these remarks sitting right next to the head writer for the San Francisco Chronicle talking about a confidential arbitration.
Speaking of Kaepernick, recently you and your father, Kenny, were honored by Variety's Power of Law gathering, and that sounds like it was an amazing event. Eric Reed, who Panthers player who protested like Kaepernick did, didn't get a job for a little while, then finally the Carolina Panthers stepped to the plate and signed him. And you get this award, and P. Diddy was there as well.
P. Diddy was there. It was just such a touching...
Kaepernick?
Know, my whole life, you know, just... I didn't fully realize how it would impact me being on the stage with my father. And I've been in such auto drive mode for the past 10 years. I mean, literally, I haven't rested. I've just been in court or depositions. And so just sitting there and hearing someone like Eric Reed, who's an American hero, you know, talk about how he thought my legal work impacted him, and hearing from Puff how he thought my dad and my legal work impacted him. And then being to get that award with my father was just something I'll always remember. And it was really, really, really touching. It just really hit me, you know, hard.
How did you hook up with Kaepernick?
So a lot of the work that I do has been focused on police brutality and police misconduct, particularly in Bakersfield. That was one of my, I think, more the way I kind of came up was, I think Mark didn't want to go to Bakersfield. It was the reality. So I started taking all of these depositions in these incredible police civil rights cases, particularly one case, this Ramirez versus Bakersfield, where it turned out that someone who the Bakersfield police claimed was the shooter was actually a confidential informant. And it opened up this incredible wealth and treasure trove of corruption wow. that we discovered, that Bakersfield was keeping confidential informants off the book because the police were actually dealing drugs, and two police officers have been sentenced to, you know, many years for, you know, selling methamphetamine.
But I hope that's true. I don't want to get sued.
Look up Damasio Diaz.
This is what he does to me when I present facts in my case. He's like, well, and then that's, and he gives the whole other side.
Look at Damasio Diaz, which is actually interesting because the movie McFarland USA, which was the Disney movie, is based after him as the runner.
Oh,
he
really?
Actually turned out to be someone who was distributing drugs as a Bakersfield police officer.
Wow.
Fact.
Wow. Okay, I need to know about this Fry Island, these documentaries. And what's going on with this? Because I know that Pablo Escobar throws this huge party or whatever it is. And I hear all these people go and nothing happens. It's FEMA tents. It's like cheese sandwiches. It's hell. It's not a huge party. This happened, what, 2 years ago? Two, 3 years ago?
2017.
Yeah. End of April 2017.
Yeah. So what? Okay. So now there's the two documentaries. What's going on with that? Can you tell me what's
Netflix
really happening?
And Hulu
yeah.
So April 2017, Mark and I are speaking at, I think it's Mass Torts Made Perfect, or one of these large tort conventions out in Vegas. Mark and I are poolside. I'm getting ready for our speaking engagement, and we get a call from people on this island saying, we're trapped on this island, you know, help us.
It's horrible.
You know, I had
it's
no
horrible.
Clue what they were talking about, potentially because I was one or two drinks in anyway. But I had no clue. But they were stuck on an island. There are pigs everywhere. You know, I'm like, what are y'all talking about here? But we delved into the facts, and it turned out that this person who's a notorious scam artist, who's now in prison, so I can call him a notorious scam artist, Billy McFarland, was promoting this festival as this incredible once-in-a-lifetime event in Pablo Escobar's island, which should have been the red flag right there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is going to sound really bad, but if you're going to a party on Pablo Escobar's island, I feel like this is what you get.
So when I started my press tour, you know, I was a press tour literally about this case in the early stages. And I finally got on this hip hop station out in, I think it was Atlanta. And she's the voice of hip hop. I forget what her name is. And that was Chicago.
Oh.
And she goes, I just want to let you know, are you a millennial? I go, well, I try not to be a millennial, but I think they've grouped me into that at this point. And she goes, y'all are really stupid. And I said, why? I said, why is that? And she goes, because Pablo Escobar's island, that would be my first red flag not to go
yes.
on that island. Get out
yes.
of that island.
Yes.
You know, and I said.
So we don't have a whole lot of time. So I want to really kind of step it up here. So we're going to give you the rapid round now because we want to talk to your mom. It's really important. And got to talk to my mom. How come we're not talking to your mom?
I don't know. You didn't ask. I didn't think about it. We can talk to my mom.
Next time, we will.
Okay, next year?
When's her birthday?
Next
October?
Year? December 2nd.
So here's the rapid round. We'll get to her.
Okay.
Talking about that, what was the result of the class action lawsuit on the Fry Festival fraud?
Sometimes you do too good of a job in the class action. Here we got the guy arrested. So he's
good.
In jail. That kind of stayed the civil compensation part, but now that he's been sentenced, we're pursuing that.
And you're going to represent him?
No, we're representing the victims of the people on the island.
No, not them. I meant the victims.
The victims, yeah. No.
When I said them, I wasn't clear. I meant...
I thought you said him.
No, not him.
So, okay, wait. Does this guy have money or is he hidden it everywhere? Did he take all the money? Is it in his bank account? Do you know if you have money to reimburse these people?
I don't think that Billy McFarland has money, but one of the things you look at in these cases is who aided and abetted the underlying fraud.
Yeah, how about Ja Rule?
Ja Rule's a defendant. In the case, who may or may not have money, we'll see.
His career went nowhere. All right, we're moving on. Colin
Rapid round.
Colin Kaepernick. So there's this negotiations with first the NFL and the Nike deal. So with respect to the Nike deal, were you involved in those negotiations?
I was. And, okay. I think it was a pretty historic, deal for Colin, for the world to have
absolutely
that 30th anniversary. Just do it. For him to be the face of it. It was a game changer. It was the first time that you really had someone who transcended sports become the face of a campaign, and it was unbelievable.
But speaking of Nike, when we talk about Nike, we now hear about Michael Avenatti and the problems that he's having for potential extortion. We've seen some reports come out about a co-conspirator in that case.
Yeah, at this point, I'm not going to comment on that, other than to say, the work that we're doing, is tirelessly done on behalf of victims and the underdog in any case. And if you look at the cases Garagos and Garagos handles, whether it's a victim in Bakersfield that doesn't have any money, whether it's a pro bono case that we'll take, in the county of Los Angeles, helping, a widow or, or people who don't have money, our goal is to help the little guy. And to and to be a force of good in this world, and that's been my motto, and why I've been successful in what I do.
What about Jussie Smollett?
My role in that case is not is not significant. My focus in the practice is I run the civil.
Yeah,
that's criminal. But I'll say this, heck of a job on the criminal side for the result that Mark and Tina Glandian pulled off there.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you want a criminal defense lawyer to do, which is to zealously defend someone who's being accused. And they put every resource to prosecute Jussie Smollett. The entire country prosecuted Jussie Smollett. And Mark Garagos and Tina Glandian together, saved Jussie Smollett.
And what did they get for it? They get sued by the two thugs.
I mean, it is, I think the statement that Mark made aptly puts it, that it was a comical defamation lawsuit that was filed against them.
Yeah.
In this country, the role of the criminal defense attorney and all attorneys is so incredibly important.
Yeah.
You never realize until if you're ever put in that position. But what Mark and Tina did, was so great, when you reach that level of success and you do such a good job, you're always going to have your haters.
Right.
And,
absolutely. That's something you can look forward to.
I think they're just, people are so upset at the first story you heard, and they believed it so hard. I don't, who knows, but
that's
it's just very hard to change that and change the perception.
It's another issue that we'll have to bring up with Mark when he comes on the show. Got to take a break. We want to talk about Big Three basketball. We'll do that after the break. And also, you need to wish your mother a happy Mother's Day, as do I.
Absolutely.
How dare you?
We'll be
you
right
both
back.
Get phone calls, I don't.
We're going to get a phone call. We got to call your mom.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervey and Kerry Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Yeah, we are back.
I say, what's up, love? How you doing? Well, I've been hanging, saying, and try to do my thing. Oh, see, I can do it too. But this didn't go. It's
I
too
like
slow.
That, though.
It's so the only cool, rap Perry. I can do from beginning to end.
That is so cool. I can do one. Rapper's
do
Delight.
Oh, no, you can't.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. Me, the crew, and my friends are going to try and move your feet. Well, I am Wonder Mike, and I've come to say hello. Going to rap to the white, the brown, the blue, and the purple, and yellow. But first, we got a bang, bang, boogie to the woogie. Said, up comes the boogie. Said, bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm and make your... Okay, enough of that.
I think we should all do a song.
We should
this,
all do this. Yeah, we should all go out with a song. But I don't know a lot of...
Big Bad Ben here. Big Bad Ben.
Oh, I could do engine.
So Mark calls me Big Bad.
Big Bad Ben Mycelis, who is not a rapper, but he should play one on TV. Absolutely the best lawyer rapper I've ever heard.
And people say that you look like either Jude Law or what's the comedian? Rob
Schneider.
Schneider?
But that was back in the day.
Oh, okay. Right.
And before then, it was Spider-Man.
Listen, Carrie Rob Schneider looks like hell now.
I didn't think he looked like Rob Schneider.
A young Jude
Law. Are you kidding me? He doesn't look like his...
Right. Yeah. You know what?
Moving on.
We need to hear a rap for your mom, Randy, who's a lawyer who's doesn't practice anymore, I believe, but she is schooled in the law, so she's allowed to be on the show. But more importantly, she is the mother of Ben Mycelis. We need to hear a rap. Last year you said that she was an inspirational mama who taught me and my brothers to never give up. Here's Big Ben saying Happy Mother's Day to Randy, his mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. You want me to do a freestyle rap about it?
Okay.
Freestyle.
Hey, Mama, how are you?
Good, Ben. Thank you so much. You have to hear Ben's rap. It was awesome.
Oh, he's been rapping.
He actually wrote an original rap back in the day.
Oh, you know, he's been actually rapping throughout the entire show. It's been fabulous. It's been great.
Randy Mycelis, it's so nice to have you on the air. Wow, you must be so proud of Ben. He is an incredible lawyer, but more than that, he's a real mensch. How did you do this?
How did I do that? Ben did it all on his own. He was awesome. You know, when Ben was born, he was 10 and a half pounds. Came out ready to practice law. He had a little briefcase when he came out, and he was ready to just go for it.
He had a good teacher, that's for sure. But wait a second, we've got the roles reversed here. Let's hear from Ben about his mother, because I know he's very proud of you, and he thinks that, you know, you taught him so much as to how to succeed in this tough world, especially here in L.A.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. On this Mother's Day, Mom, I just want to tell you that I love you so much. You've been there for me from forever. When I was a 10-pound, 10-ounce baby and the doctors had to, they put the sign out, guess this baby's weight, because I was the fattest baby they've ever seen.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they really did a guess his weight competition.
Yeah, with all the jelly beans.
Exactly. You know, through childhood and through college and law school, you know, my mom's always there for me, you know, whenever I need to, you know, have that, I guess when you need to, what do they call it, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the lifeline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you need a lifeline, you know, I give my mom a call just to, you know, center me. You know, if I have a difficult trial, a difficult case, a difficult situation, I'll always give her a call, and her advice is always beautiful, wonderful, and spot on.
Nice.
That is amazing. And, you know, I think a lot of us here on Mother's Day, when we hear that, and by the way, Randy, we have to wish you a happy birthday, because I said when we hear that, it brings tears to our eyes. A lot of us can identify. I'm going to talk to my mom in a few minutes and wish her a happy Mother's Day. But what Ben says is so important, to have that kind of support from a mother, especially when he's not living so close. He used to be, but here, and you a lot of times feel like you want to be there with him, but you're there in spirit and obviously as moral support.
That's right. I'm always there for Ben. And you know what? Ben has always been there for me as well. So it's mutual. And I love when he comes here. And I still have to count back what time it is in L.A. when I call him. So if it's, you know, noon here, I'm like, let's see, 11, 10, 9 a.m. there. I still do that to this day. But Ben is awesome. He really is. I love him with all my heart and soul, as I've always said, right, Ben?
Exactly.
That's our famous line, love you with all my heart and soul.
That's beautiful. You know, how do you feel about the success that he's had as such a kind of youngish attorney? I mean, I know he says he doesn't feel that way because for the last 10 years, he's been working his tail off to be where he is today. But you have to be so proud after a short period of time to be working on such great issues and with people who really need help, need legal help, which he's providing.
I am extremely proud of Ben. I mean, everything that he's accomplished in his young age, it's incredible what he's accomplished up to date. I mean, it's amazing. When I grew up, I want to be Ben.
That's so funny. But, you know, I have to ask you, because, you know, you obviously have practiced law. You're not practicing anymore, and you've been very successful in your own right with client relations and merchant services. But how do you successfully make the transition out of law? Because so many people come to me and say, I got to get out of law. How do you do it?
Well, I mean, I love law. I mean, and I love that my son practices law and everything that he's accomplished. But I also have transitions into another area that I also love. And I've also taught, I have three boys. I've taught my three boys that whatever you do, no matter what it is, have passion for what you do. And as long as you're passionate for what you do, you will always succeed.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And obviously, you need to be relentless. And that's something that you have obviously instilled in Ben. And when you say sit here today, Ben, what do you think is the most important lesson you've learned from your mom?
I think just that you got to stick to it and you got to be, relentless and you can never give up. There's so many points and times where, you know, things get difficult. Life throws curves your way. Difficult things happen in cases. A lot about being a lawyer is, you know, sometimes a judge makes a bad ruling. Sometimes the jury doesn't come out your way. Sometimes a piece of evidence doesn't develop the way you think it's going to be. But it's just sticking to it and just persevering through all the difficult. You know, a lot of the success is avoiding the attrition, avoiding the giving up. So many people I've seen just give up, and you can't, and you gotta, if you have a passion for it, if you love it, you just gotta keep going.
I think if there's one thing I taught Ben is that just never give up, and I've done it to the point of obnoxiousness where I just hack at something until I get to what I want, and I think Ben has gotten that.
Right? And have fun, rap, sing, dance.
Create. Yeah, so many talents. we got to take a break. But, Randy, we really appreciate you coming on the show because Ben really wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day. It's hard when you're not in the same city, so you can't have brunch together and everything. So it's so great that he can do that. And, of course, I think you want to also wish your mom a happy birthday for tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Mama. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Thanks so much for being with us, Randy, and have a great Mother's Day.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to be back after the break. And, of course, we'll talk to my mom in Toronto. So we'll get her on the phone.
And my mom, too.
Oh, your mom,
yes.
too. Wow. We're going to do a Mom's Day celebration.
And you really are tearing up over there, huh?
I am tearing up.
He's crying now.
It's the music. I want you to wrap us out of here. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell. Happy birthday to you. Oh, wow.
Nice, Jose.
I thought it was Mother's Day.
No, it's your birthday, Alan.
It is my birthday and Mother's Day. Very nice. Yeah, my mom loves Frank Sinatra. She'll love the fact that you played Happy Birthday to me. Yes, it is my birthday, but it's more importantly, it's Mother's Day, and we have Ben Mycelis here, who just talked to his mother, Randy. That was so sweet. You guys have a great relationship. It's so nice to hear that.
Thank you.
And we're going to have you back on because we didn't get a chance to talk too much about the Big Three. He's general counsel for Big Three, which is an amazing basketball league that's going to be starting June 22nd. They just had the draft May 1st. So hopefully we can have you back on so we can talk about that because I know there's a lot of amazing NHL, NBA players.
My
mind
hockey
is on hockey.
Yeah.
Being from Canada. Nate Robinson, Meta World Peace, Kenyon Martin, Kmart, Baron Davis, Corey Maggette, Lamar Odom, just to name a few. In the Big Three League, and we're going to talk to you about that. So,
what's that like? Over 30? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
They are over 30.
No,
the age is now 27. But the first games are in Alabama and Atlanta. You know, and it'll be live on CBS.
So it is. The age is, you have to be over 27.
Correct, 27. Okay. And we got some great players who are, you know, just out of the NBA. Royce White.
Why so young?
Lamar Odom.
Yeah, and it's 3-on-3. Twitter, Mycelis B.
Mycelisb.
Follow him, Mycelisb, and of course, Garagos and Garagos, you can find him on the internet. Now I have to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day, and then, of course, Carrie's mom as well. Mom, are you there in Toronto?
I'm here.
Happy.
I wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Okay, come on, Evelyn.
You sing just like Frank Sinatra, Mom.
Exactly.
But it's
maybe
not
like his mother.
Maybe like his mother. Yeah. That's old. You're dating yourself.
Happy Mother's Day, Evelyn.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, it's so special, not for because it's my birthday, but, you know how I feel. I love you so much, and you've been so great. We've talked a lot on the show about being there, and Ben talked about his mother being there. You have always been there for me, and you've shown unconditional support and love. I remember back when I was, like, 22 years old, and there was a girl, Amy, who I really liked, and it was New Year's Eve. And I had a few too many drinks. I acted kind of foolishly, and I was so upset, and I felt so terrible. I remember talking to you the next day on New Year's Day, and you made me feel so much better. You kind of said, well, your father, he had too much to drink sometimes, and he acted foolishly, too.
Okay, wait. Which was worse, the Amy thing or the Oprah thing?
Well, I'm not talking about Oprah.
Which was worse?
That's another story. You were so supportive of me on the Oprah. Everyone wanted to disown me. My sister wanted to disown me.
We were all so embarrassed.
I know, it was so embarrassing.
And, Mom, you were there for me when everyone was so embarrassed. You were embarrassed, but you somehow put it aside to make me feel better.
I thought it was very exciting and interesting. I was proud.
Not many people can say they're on Oprah, Evelyn. Not many people. Your son was on the Oprah show.
I know.
Yeah.
You were viral before there was viral.
I was viral.
I was a virus.
But, you know, it's one thing, Mom. You've been there so much every second of the way through the ups and downs. And I really appreciate it. You are really the epitome of what a mother should be. And I am so lucky to have you for everything that you've done for me.
I'm crying. I'm sitting here crying.
Aww.
Whoa, yeah. What's that noise?
So sweet.
What's that noise? That's you crying. we have to bring, because you're not the only great mom on the line right now, Linda Kasem Naylor, Carrie's mom. Happy Mother's Day, Linda.
Oh, thank you so much.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you, sweetie. It's really nice to talk to you. You're so busy. I don't get that much of a chance. So let me bring you up to date on what's happening.
Oh, my gosh, Mom, you're so cute. I love you so much. I just wanted to tell you that on air for everybody listening that I love how you keep the family together. And what a wonderful mom you are and how we're all together and because of you. And you're a fabulous mom, and you're just wonderful and so loving and so caring. And I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you. I would love to meet Evelyn, too. I hope we get to meet something.
You did. Wait. They did. Was she not here?
Yes.
For the whole...
The Christmas show.
We were all together on the show, but I didn't meet Evelyn.
That's right.
On the
she was on the telephone.
Okay. I hope we can get together.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Yeah,
and I can't wait. I get to see the family on Mother's Day.
Yeah, we're heading over there now.
And that's one thing that Ben Mycelis and Alan Gurvey can't do. So we have to wish our moms a happy Mother's Day through the radio and on the telephone. And Linda and Carrie, you get to see each other after the show, which is great.
Pretty soon.
Very grateful for that.
We're going to have to wrap it up. I wish we had more time. It's been such an amazing love fest to have such wonderful mothers on the show, saluting mothers on Mother's Day. Mom, I can't say enough. Thank you so much for being my mom. I love you so much.
And Mom, I love you too. Happy Mother's Day, and I'll see you in just a few minutes.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, thank you. Can't wait to see you.
Okay, bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom, and I'll talk to you soon, too. Ben, myself, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me here. Happy Mother's Day.
I think my mom just said I love you.
She did.
I love you, too.
Thanks for being with us.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.